One of the discussions that we've been having in the Ord Ministerial Council, which is working through the whole process of Ord Stage 2 and the release of lots, is the interest in freehold and the security that gives any potential proponent, particularly around investors and banks. And therefore, we've considered that given there's no infrastructure that government is providing alongside this, as we did with the first stage out Weber Plains and out onto the Knox Plain, that it's appropriate to give a potential pathway through to freehold. And that was decided upon by that ministerial council meeting.
Does this signal the possible intention by the government to perhaps offer more freehold farmland in the future?
That certainly does. We're certainly considering options not only around the Ord, but also around other pastoral lands that have irrigation potential, particularly up the Ord Valley. We've been doing a lot of work under the Water for Food, the Royalties for Regions funded Water for Food program around tenure reform that falls under my portfolio. And there's still work happening in that space. But one of the signals that industry are putting to us is that having a pathway to freehold is a big incentive for investment interest and banks. So therefore, that's something that is a potential barrier to investment if we don't have that pathway. I think there are other levels of lease, such as Section 79 general lease, which would be just as attractive to investors. But if this is what industry is requesting, then we're putting serious consideration to that.
Kimberley Agriculture Investments is seeking to develop another parcel of land known as Knox Plain, elsewhere in the Ord. My understanding is that that's only being offered by the government as leasehold. Why is that the case?
Well, that's certainly the case. When we offered up Ord Stage 2, which included the Weather Plains plus the Knox Plain, that was always ever offered for expressions of interest as a leasehold, a long-term lease, 25 years plus 25 from memory. And that's still the case, so there hasn't been a departure from that position. But bear in mind that when that was offered up, government or the taxpayers of Western Australia were putting down pretty significant pieces of infrastructure alongside it, and that is the extension of the channel, the M2 channel, and of course the road. So leasehold was the opportunity. What we're looking at now with the expressions of interest for the Ord West Bank and Mentinia is that there's effectively no infrastructure going alongside that. So whoever the proponent is will have to put that infrastructure in place. And therefore, we've thought it appropriate right up front to say there's potential to move to freehold on this as a further incentive.
I spoke with Jim Inglekey from KAI. He said that he believes that the release of this new land as freehold, it justifies their argument that the Knox Plains site should be freehold as well. What's your response to that?
Well, that's certainly not something that we're writing off. And I've had a talk to Jim and I've had a talk to KAI up there, and that's what they're pushing with us. And that's one of the most difficult ones to develop. But bear in mind that the decision to date is that it's been offered up as leasehold. But given that it's a very, very difficult lot to develop, I think there is a case to look at a pathway to freehold, and that's certainly being considered.
Whether or not the Knox Plain site is offered as freehold, it could have a very strong bearing on whether they decide to proceed with the actual development at all. Could that have an effect on the government's stance?
Well, look, the position that they've put to us is that that's a fairly difficult area to develop, and I understand that because they also have to raise water, so the cost of the infrastructure is substantially higher from their part, so therefore the incentive and the motivation around freehold is significant. As I said, it's not something that's been written off. We think that, I believe that there is an opportunity to have that a higher level of tenure as an incentive. But I must say that KAI have been particularly committed to the Ord development. Every time I've had a conversation with them, they're right there saying that they are committed to this project long term. It's really important to me that we do whatever we can on government side to make that work. There, at the end of the day, we'll have pretty significant investment on the ground, and you're moving from what is essentially a bit of bush now to something that's going to be high-end agricultural production. And we need to make that work. It's good for the region. It's good for the Murong and Gadgerong people. It's good for regional Western Australia and regional development.
Do you think it's necessary to have a different mixture of tenures across the Ord, or could that be potentially non-productive for development to have a patchwork of leasehold and freehold?
When we put Ord Stage 2 to market, that was put up as a leasehold tenure. There was a lot of public commentary at the time about whether you should allow foreign investment to come over and take it up as freehold. The decision at the time around the Ministerial Council was that, particularly given that government's putting a lot of investment into the infrastructure alongside that, notably the channel and the road, that leasehold tenure was probably appropriate. We're certainly in discussions about Knox. I think there is an argument that Kai's putting that makes sense. What we're also saying, and I guess it is a signal to market, to say that we're prepared to release Mantinea and release Ord Westbank with the prospect of being able to progress that to freehold. Now, I would have thought that's a pretty strong signal to the marketplace. If that's what it takes to get developers to the table and significant investment, then that's what government's prepared to do.